Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? If you've ever looked through a list of phobias, you'll have been amazed by the variety. I've only recently come across nomophobia, which is the fear of not having mobile access. Ephebiphobia, which is the fear of teenagers. And syngenesophobia, which is the fear of relatives. We might laugh for a moment, but only for a moment, because all fears are serious. If you're afraid, then your life is distorted and restricted by the fear. David had every reason to be fearful. His life as a shepherd would have introduced him to a wide range of potential fears, and his relationship with Saul must have been reasonably scary, even on the calmest days. All of those experiences would have done little to prepare him for the extraordinary threats and challenges of life as a king. Skillful, as successful as he was as a military commander, there must have been many days when fears came knocking at the door. But David concluded that he had no need to fear because the Lord was his light and the one who saved him. The Lord was the strength of his life and gave him such complete security that fears evaporated in the light of his presence. David's relationship with God defined his life, and time and again he spoke of God as his rock, his fortress, and his strong tower. Every day will present us with opportunities to be fearful. Those fears need to be taken very seriously. Brushing them under the carpet won't work. But as we face our fears and offer them to God, we can be sure that he will help us to find where our true security lies. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that when our lives are firmly placed in your hands, we have nothing to fear. Help us to know that you are our fortress today. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.